ready to take your family out on the sea for a cruise vacation? Did you know there are some things you can do to literally save thousands of dollars on cruises? I found one example where it's more than a $10,000 difference in how you book the cruise. Let's get into it. Welcome to the OTW Show. I'm your host, Paul Gatter, and this is the show where I want to help you level up your business to build the dream lifestyle that you want. Whether that's having some free time to visit the family and take some days off, or if it's heading out on cruises. We chose travel as the thing that we wanted to build our life toward, and because of some of these tips I want to show you today, we've been able to take more than 20 Disney cruises. Now, what I'm going to talk about today is centered mostly on Disney cruises, but most of these strategies will apply to any cruise line. It's just where we have the most experience. To me, cruising is one of the most perfect vacations. If you're like me, when you head out on a family vacation, whether you're heading to the parks down in Florida, or you're just going on a road trip and staying somewhere for the weekend, there are always so many decisions that you have to make on a daily basis and so much planning. You got to figure out where you're going to eat. And every time you go eat, the wallet has to come out and you're going to have to pay for that again. You got to decide what you're going to do that day. Or is it going to be a day where you just go to the pool and maybe sit by the pool? You're going to go spend the day at the beach? Or what attraction do we go visit? Are we going to go play some putt-putt today? Are we going to go shopping? What do you want to do? There's so many decisions. And as the planner, sometimes those can be overwhelming. That's why I love cruising. Cruising, so many of those decisions are made for you. You don't have to worry about where you're going to eat because they tell you every night where to go eat. And all of that is already paid for up front because your cruise includes all of that stuff. So it is so much easier once you get on a cruise ship to just truly relax and get away. In the early days when we first started cruising, it was even better than it is now a little bit because when you got on a cruise, you got to put these things up and not even worry about them again. Now, like so many things today, cruises have apps and you've got to be on your phone and be connected to make your plans and to see what's going on the cruise and to check your charges if you've gone shopping or done anything extra. All of that's on the app now across all the cruise lines. So you're not able to be off your phone as much, but cruises is a great way to feel disconnected and a little bit be able to step away. Another thing we love about cruises and trying to build this lifestyle where we take more cruises is because with sea days, which are our favorite, you just get to be on the ship and just enjoy whatever amenity you want that day. And for us, a lot of times, especially on some of these longer cruises we've done, that's a great day where we can spend maybe the morning doing a little work, getting caught up on emails and messaging and those things that you have to do to keep a business going. And then maybe we spend the afternoon doing something else. But cruising is also, and for us, has been an incredible way to see the world. We've been able to do some cruises in Europe and see the Mediterranean and visit several different countries on cruises and get a little taste of all these different cultures. And it is awesome. So today, I really want to share with you some of these things that we have been able to do to save hundreds and hundreds of dollars on cruises. The first tip I want to give you to make the most of your next cruise vacation is to use a travel agent. Now, my wife Kelly is a travel planner, and most travel planners like Kelly are free to use. The cruise lines and the resorts pay them to do that service. If you're looking to get the most out of your cruise vacation and find out which cruise may be right for you, reach out to her, kelly.gowder at Key to the World Travel. Before we get into the pricing, I do have to give one caveat. Because Kelly is a travel agent, we've been able to take advantage of some of those special rates they give travel agents. And those rates can be really good. They're not available to the public and they're very limited and travel agents can only take advantage of so many per year. But that has allowed us to get on several cruises. When we're not able to do that, these tips I've showed you are how we have gotten on so many cruises and we use these to really help us save money. Next, something that is going to determine the price of any vacation you take, and that is the time of year. Cruising, like anything going on now, is going to be determined by when you want to cruise. If you want to cruise over Christmas or New Year's, it's going to cost more than if you want to cruise during the fall or January, February. Summer is going to be a really, really hot time to cruise, and those cruises are going to have higher prices as opposed to right after back to school. Look for, if you have flexibility, look for the September, October cruises or February cruises. You're going to see seasonal rates drop for those times. Now let's get into where you really can start saving some money. With Disney Cruising especially, Disney has a limited number of ships. Right now they only have 5 ships, so many more coming, but right now there's only 5 ships. And the law of supply and demand says when there's limited supply, the price goes up. And Disney fills their ships most of the time, and so price does go up over time. Got some graphs that are really crazy that will show you this, how this works. Shout out to touringplans.com. They offer this as a free service over on their website, touringplans.com. And you can see over time how much an individual Disney cruise will cost. So this is a 7-night cruise on the Disney Fantasy, leaving from Port Canaveral, visiting Cozumel, Georgetown, Castaway Key, and going back to Port Canaveral. If you had booked this when it first released in June of 23, it was only $3,600 for an ocean view stateroom. When it sailed, if you had booked it just before the cruise or even the few weeks leading up to it, it jumped up to almost $4,800. So that is more than $1,200 change in that cruise over time. Now let's change it to a balcony or veranda. And look, it does the same thing. Now we'll talk a little bit about why these things do drop down in a few minutes in the next tip. But again, this one went from $4,100 to its high point of $5,700. Whew, that one is rough. Let's look at a different one. Here is an Alaskan cruise, this is the cruise Kelly and I did this year. If you had booked an ocean view on a 9-night Alaskan cruise, it was $4,800. The week before it cruised or a month before it cruised, $5,300. It really jumped up. Now that's a deluxe ocean view stateroom. Another example of how Disney cruises really do go up over time. This is a 4-night, a standard cruise that they do once a week down there and from Port Canaveral on the Disney Wish. The Disney Wish does 4 nights and 3 nights, 4 nights, 3 nights. So here's a typical cruise on the Wish. It started out at $4,100 and this is for 1 or 2 adults. Okay. And then it jumped up to the highest price of $4,400. So that's only a $200 difference. Not bad. But then if we look at Veranda, let's see what it did. It went from $4,400 up to $4,800. Again, about a $400 price increase. Now, if you are somebody that wants to sail concierge, you definitely need to take advantage of booking it when it starts. This one was $8,700 when it first went on sale, and it jumped to a highest price of $28,000. Now, that is not a cruise we're looking to book, but if you're out there and you're looking to book a concierge room on the Disney Wish or any other ship, please first call Kelly. That would be an incredible trip for her to book, but you definitely need to book that one earlier because there are very, very few concierge rooms and it is going to jump in price. All right, now let's get into the tip we have used so many times to save a ton of money, and that is by doing guaranteed staterooms. This is where you tell the cruise line, hey, I definitely want to be in a veranda, but you can pick the stateroom. Normally, when you book a cruise, you go in and through the process and you actually pick your individual stateroom and you can specify it down and you can look and figure out which one you want. With a guarantee, you're just saying, I want a veranda. I'm going to book in the veranda class. Cruise ship, you can move me around. You can do the same thing with ocean view and inside staterooms. Here's the advantage of booking a guarantee, besides the money part of it, is that you could get upgraded. So when you book an ocean view, for example, there are so many different ocean view type staterooms. There are ones with little portholes. There's ones with big portholes. There's different configurations of the rooms. There's different locations on the ship. What deck, forward, aft, or forward, aft, or midship. All of that can vary in the price of that same category room. With a guarantee, you are guaranteeing, so again, on this example, that you want an ocean view stateroom. You could end up in the biggest ocean view stateroom with the huge porthole and the extra square footage, or you could end up in just the basic ocean view, but you're guaranteed to be in that ocean view. And by doing this, you're letting the cruise line determine that room for you. And because of that, you can save a ton of money. Before we get into the pricing of guaranteed rooms, let's talk about when they become available. When cruise lines use guaranteed rooms, they're trying to fill the ship. So these are never going to be offered when the bookings first open for a particular ship or season. These are going to be offered usually closer to the sail date when they start, you know, seeing a slowdown in bookings for a particular sailing. They're going to put some rooms on the GTY or OGT, these guaranteed Ocean View, guaranteed insides. That's when these are going to start becoming available. So if you're looking for last minute deals, this is how you get them, right? So, but again, these are last minute. So this isn't something you can plan out a year in advance, that you're going to have to book a regular stateroom. With a guaranteed room, you are going to have to pay in full at the time of booking. Normally with other cruise rooms, you can put 10 or 20% down and then pay it off over time. This generally is because it's inside of that pay in full date. So every sailing has a pay in full date when all passengers have to have their total paid off. Guarantees are not going to become available until after that date has passed generally. So you are going to have to pay that whole amount when you make that guaranteed booking. So a few things to keep in mind before we start talking about the good price savings with a guaranteed room. These aren't something you can plan way ahead of time. You're never going to know about availability. You do have to pay in full and they are non-refundable. But now let's talk about what kind of money you can save by booking guaranteed rooms. Here's my first example of a guaranteed stateroom. This is the Ocean View category. And you can see here that if you had said, I just want a guarantee, you can book anything you want for me in that category, you would pay $1,829 for three adults. Whereas if you wanted to pick your Ocean View stateroom, that's going to start at $2,500. And even with the picture here, you can see that the guarantee, you may end up in that room with the two little portholes. Whereas with the deluxe Ocean Viewed, where you're picking out your room, you could pick one with the larger porthole and have that big porthole. But this is a, what, $700 difference in the price of the cruise. That can make a big difference. And you don't know, with the guarantee, you could end up with that two tiny portholes, or you may get upgraded to a bigger one. You just don't know. But if $700 changes whether or not you go on that cruise, then booking the guarantee is a great option because you're going to be on the cruise. Let's look at a guaranteed veranda. With the veranda, there are so many different types of verandas. Veranda is going to be a balcony. You're going to look at the ocean. You're going to have a place to step out. But on all the ships, there are some that are extended, for example, that have a lot more square footage out on the veranda. Our first Disney cruise ever, 6192 on the Disney Fantasy. I remember that number for some reason. A friend of mine at work had that as their phone number. Anyways, it has a super long extended balcony. Our travel agent at the time told us, hey, you guys really want this because it is a huge balcony. The balcony area was actually bigger than our stateroom. So that's something you could end up with. There are also verandas that have some of the metal, you know, depending on the curve of the ship, you may have a little extra metal coming in and blocking off part of your view of the veranda. There's also navigators verandas, which have a different configuration and actually have like built-in seats and metal kind of framing the entire veranda. Lots of different options there. So when you book a guaranteed veranda, you could be in a wide variety of rooms. But looking at this example, it changes the price of the veranda from $7,700 to $10,000 with the deluxe Ocean View. Now, family is extra square footage and the number of people. You can sleep five in those rooms, whereas the regular veranda, you can only sleep four. But $7,700 to $10,000, that is a big, big jump. Another example here is with an inside stateroom. Again, you know you're going to be inside. You're not going to have a porthole. You're not going to have a veranda. On some ships, you are going to have the virtual porthole. So here, we're looking at $5,179 versus $6,700. To me, that's a huge difference. If you're okay with being on an inside, just go with the basic guarantee and save that $1,600 and use that toward another cruise. So yes, guaranteed rooms can save you a ton of money. But like I said in the beginning of this tip, they're not always available and they are last minute deals. All right, the last way I want to talk about that you can save money on cruises, and again, especially with Disney, but all cruise lines have the same thing, and that is doing closed loop versus open loop cruising. Closed loop is what you're traditionally used to, where you leave from Port Canaveral, you go out to a couple of islands, and you come back to Port Canaveral. It was a closed loop. You came back where you started. Open loop means you're where you leave from is not where you get off the ship. Those are usually what they call repositioning cruises, because for the Mediterranean season, they do a transatlantic and then leave the ship over in the Med for the summer. Same thing with Alaska. They may move the ship from Florida, go through the Panama Canal, do some California cruises, and then reposition up to Alaska. So all of those, when you don't end up at the same place, can be a little cheaper. Let's look at a four-night cruise. A four-night cruise out of Port Canaveral coming back to Port Canaveral is going to be about $2,900, whereas a four-night cruise that starts in Port Canaveral and ends in San Juan is going to start at $2,700. Not a big difference in price, but it's only a four-night cruise, but $200 difference. The longer the cruise, the more money you're going to save. A seven-night cruise on the Fantasy, for example, just a standard seven-night cruise, not a repositioning or anything like that, just a standard seven-night, you're looking at about $6,400 in the summer. As opposed to if you did a repositioning like a transatlantic, it's $5,000 for 13 nights, almost double the length and less than the seven-night cruise. So repositioning cruises can save you a lot of money and extend the time you're on the cruise. We've taken one transatlantic before. We actually booked it using GTY, and it was awesome. One of our favorite cruises of all time, but you do have to pay for the flight. The one we're doing here in a few weeks, we are doing a westbound transatlantic. So we're going to drive to Fort Lauderdale, from Fort Lauderdale, fly to the United Kingdom, take the cruise ship back to Fort Lauderdale, and then we'll be able to drive home. So we only had to pay for one plane ticket, you know, just a one-way plane ticket, saved us a little money there, was able to use SkyMiles to pay for that. And then we're on the repositioning cruise and was able to get that at a discount. If you're looking for that next cruise vacation, please first reach out to a travel agent. My wife can help you determine what is best for you and your family, can help you figure out which cruise line, which itinerary, and even what stateroom is going to be best for you and help you make the most of that. Contact her at kelly.gowder at Key to the World Travel, and she can help you with all your travel needs. I hope these tips do save you a little bit of money. And if cruising is what you want to do for your dream life, then I hope this helped. I want to help you level up your business to build that dream life. Please reach out to me, paul@powwows.com. I'd love to help you with your business and with your side hustles. Or head on over to paulgatter.com and see some of the ways we can work together. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time.